years ago.
G20 outcome?
I was at this point with the G20. I think what it shows you is it was easy when they agreed what to do, and that was spend more money, because that was politically easy to sell and was pro-economic growth at that time. What's G20's preview at the moment, it's a lot more fractured when they have differing views on what the right economic prescription is.
Trans-Pacific Partnership has been widely criticised in the recent booklets being published about by Jane Kelsey and academics.
Yeah.
It complained particularly about its impact on sovereignty in relation to investors being able to sue sovereign governments, which is something which I understand the Australian government is not really interested in pursuing.
Yep.
Can you enlarge a little bit on the discussion at APEC around those issues?
Well, I haven't read the book, but I have seen the piece that Jane Kelsey wrote in the New Zealand Herald, and I disagree with it.
But what about the idea of investors suing sovereign governments for enforcement of investment rights?
Far-fetched.
Well, it's in that, though. Is that sort of thing being sought? Is it being negotiated?
Not as far as I'm aware.
And it's being ruled out in that sense. And the Australians apparently have ruled it out.
I imagine we would too. I think it's pretty far-fetched. Look, I mean, we can have a long and endless debate about the merits of free trade, but New Zealand's experience of FTAs is that they build jobs, they grow the economy, they deliver competitiveness and robustness, and they're good for New Zealand. And there'll always be some detractors from that view. That's life. But overwhelmingly, I think the consensus view in New Zealand is going down the path of free trade agreements. It's been good for our economy and good for jobs, good for wages.
That does seem to be the consensus view in the United States in relation to NAFTA, which this agreement is not.
Yep.
Well,
they're entitled to their views, and I can't speak for the American people, but in New Zealand, I think if you go back all the way back to CER, there are plenty of detractors from CER.
Well,
but actually, it's been very successful.
Is there a difference between CER and NAFTA, though? I mean, in terms of the
CER is between New Zealand and Australia, and NAFTA is between the US and Mexico. Thanks very much.